Good morning. Another muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England. And in that humidity, scattered showers and thunderstorms have been moving through parts of the region overnight and now into the early morning period. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall and maybe even some gusty winds. We have a front which is situated along the Canadian border, and for most of New York and New England, the humidity is in place. With unseasonably strong wind energy slicing through the Great Lakes and heading in our direction, thunderstorms will grow in coverage and intensity during the morning and into the afternoon today. The level of thunderstorm severity will be determined by the amount of sunshine we get. If we get any sunshine, that will only add to the fuel to fire up stronger storms. If we stay cloudy most of the day, it looks like the storms will mostly remain below severe limits. Still, heavy downpours and some wind gusts are possible in some of the stronger storms. As we get into the evening, the action will continue, even into the overnight hours, mostly cloudy and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures will range from the high 70s to low 80s this afternoon, then drop back into the 60s tonight. With the deep trough of low pressure still overhead tomorrow, we'll have to contend with plenty of clouds, although I think the drier periods tomorrow will be longer. Still, most of us will see at least a few showers and a couple of thunderstorms with highs in the lower to middle 80s with increased humidity. Finally, we'll start to dry things out Saturday night and especially during the day Sunday as the trough lifts out into southern Canada. We still run the risk at a shower, mainly across the hills and mountains on Sunday afternoon, but generally dry and temperatures in the lower 80s. Monday looks to be dry with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s, and another front heads our way for midweek next week with a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Highs, though, Tuesday through Thursday will be in the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the Carolinas and mid-Atlantic northward to the lower Great Lakes in southern New England. Abundant cloud cover and weak instability are primary concerns with the evolving severe potential in the eastern part of the country during the day today. Nevertheless, as a cool pool of air aloft overspreads the lower Great Lakes, thunderstorms will increase in coverage and intensity as forcing for ascent overspreads the warm sector of air. Wind fields are forecast to strengthen across much of the slight risk area, resulting in shear ranging from 45 knots over western and northwestern Pennsylvania to 25 to 30 knots over the Carolinas. With a backing low-level wind flow, a conditionally higher tornado threat may exist over southern New England with any discrete cells that develop. Hail will also be possible in these areas today, otherwise damaging winds will be the main threat. And the National Hurricane Center is tracking weakening Tropical Depression Ernesto over southern Mexico and newly formed Tropical Depression 7 in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 54 degrees with a southwest wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 5 miles visibility, cloudy skies with fog, 67 degrees, the dew point 66, 97% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.88 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 126 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Seneca, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Boston, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s. And in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 89 degrees, the low 70. The average temperature, 80, that's 9 degrees above normal. No precipitation in Albany yesterday for the month, 32 hundredths, and for the year, 20.68 inches. The average high temperature at Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 96, set in 1949, and the record low, 48, in 1955. Sunrise this morning was at 5:57 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:04 p.m., 14 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and muggy with showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Muggy tonight with more showers and storms, also areas of fog with lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and muggy with showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the upper 70s. Muggy tonight with more showers and storms, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms today and highs right around 80. More showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and humid with more showers and thunderstorms today, highs right around 80. Showers and thunderstorms also tonight, areas of fog developing with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm. It'll be humid, lower to mid-80s. A mix of sun and cloud Sunday, just the risk of a shower in the mountains, otherwise dry in the lower 80s. Partly sunny Monday, lower 80s. Chance of a thunderstorm Tuesday and Wednesday, with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday, highs through midweek in the middle 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.